My name is Rudy Edmond, and in this series of slides, I want to present a glimpse of what you would see if you took a hike from Holden Village to Heart Lake, and another hike from Holden Village to Holden Lake. So on the slide that's shown on the screen, you can see the valley above Holden Village. You identify the tailings that are in the foreground, and the buildings immediately back of them are the buildings of Holden Village. And then you see, as you go up the valley, a blank area, which is where the houses used to be of the miners' village. And then the mountain in the background is Bonanza Peak. And to the left of Bonanza Peak, you see a little white streak in the bottom of the valley, which is Heart Lake Falls. And the trail goes right by Heart Lake Falls, and just to the back of that would be Heart Lake. That will be one trip we will explore. Another trip we're going to explore is from the village and up into the notch to the right of Bonanza Mountain. And that trail leads along the mountainside, which is Martin Ridge. And we will wind up at Holden Lake. So let's proceed with the first of the two trips, which is the trip to Heart Lake. And we'll start up the valley, and then our destination will be Heart Lake, which you see in the foreground here in the main part of the picture. Now we'll start from the village, and as you leave the hotel area, you go right up the road, follow the road until it comes to the trail leading into the wilderness. The first thing we come by is the footbridge that crosses Railroad Creek. On this trip, we'll not take that. We simply note it and then go on by. And the first place we will take an excursion is into the old miners' village, which is at the right of the trail as we go up the valley. Here you can see the remnants of some of the homes that existed in this valley. And there were 100 homes here in this particular village. I want to show you just some of them. Here is one. You can see the remnants of a furnace, which was made from an old barrel. And the chimney is still standing. And if you hike into the village, you will see remnants of this kind. This was known to the miners as Winston Camp, and there were as many as 100 families that lived here during the time the mine was in operation. Here is another view now from Winston Camp, looking across to the mine area, and that's where these people worked. And either at the upper level of the mine or in the mine itself in the mountain. The mountain shown here in this picture is Buckskin Mountain. So you see the beautiful view that they had from the village where they lived. Now, as we take a look from this point across the to Copper Mountain, you can see the tailings here on the side of Copper Mountain, high on the mountain, and those were dug out by J.H. Holden in the early 1900s, from 1896 to 1918. Now we go on to past the village, but we take one last glance at a beautiful stone wall that was constructed, and the house which existed behind that is now gone, as is all of the homes in Winston Camp area. Going up the trail, you see here a deer, and this is a common sight. We often see on these hikes a deer and occasionally a bear as you hike along the trail. We pass, just before we get into the wilderness, the forest camp here, which is a beautiful campground. And many people hike in through this valley and stay here in the campground, which is just above Holden Village, and we often see them in the village coming to the snack bar and other places. Now, as you enter the wilderness area, this is the Glacier Peak Wilderness, and in the early days, we registered all the people who took these trails at this particular point. Now we do that at the hike house. So if you're going to Heart Lake on a day hike, register in with the hike house, or the same is true if you're going to Holden Lake. This is the kind of trail you will be traveling on as you go into the wilderness, either to Heart Lake or to Holden Lake. The two trails are together at this point, and it's a nice wide trail. Along the side of the trail, you'll see flowering shrubs, depending on what's in bloom at the particular time of the summer, and flowers of various kinds. Here you see paintbrush along the lower portion of the trail, another view of paintbrush, and if you're lucky, you might encounter a grouse. This is a grouse, and if you look closely, you can see a little chick right in front of her, and she was right along the trail here, and so as we stopped and watched, she started off up the trail, and her two little chicks you could see on the trail ahead of her. If you're also lucky and look closely, you might see Bufo. This is Bufo boreas. And it's a toad, a big toad, that lives in this area, and it's rather unique in this area. And it's a toad that eats and lives off of insects for the most part, so we're happy to see them. Then, right in the middle of the trail, as you go to Heart Lake, you come across my pet rock. And this is an indication of a fault, and you can see here how the rock has been displaced in the mountain building process and then sealed by later intrusive rock and so on. So it's a very interesting specimen that you find along the trail. Now, up to the left of the trail as you go to Heart Lake, you find the beaver pond. And this is a photo of a beaver, which I took actually in Heart Lake, but there are a number of beaver ponds before you get to Heart Lake. So watch for them. Now, the next thing we're going to see along the trail will be Heart Lake Falls. This picture is taken from above it, so you get a view of how it sits in the valley, and the next pictures will show you Heart Lake Falls as you see it from the trail to Heart Lake. Now, just at the top of the falls and behind those trees will be Heart Lake. And as you work along the trail, you see beautiful evidence of how the ice has moved across this area. And the ice is responsible for scooping out Heart Lake. And so this is an evidence of that glacial erosion that produced this particular lake, which we know as Heart Lake. From the trail, you have this view of Heart Lake. And you follow the trail, it'll take you right up along the head of the lake and around the upper part of it. Now, looking again, you can see almost a perfect reflection in Heart Lake at this point. The water is very calm. And to the right is Bonanza Mountain. And you note the very steep slopes. These are avalanche slopes. And oftentimes, snow avalanches will bring down debris down to the upper end of Heart Lake. Just above Heart Lake, in the meadow, is this view. As you look at Bonanza Mountain now, you see a myriad of cascading waterfalls and streams coming off of the mountain where the snow is melting and the snow is bringing water down to Heart Lake and Railroad Creek. Just beyond Heart Lake, you have this view from the meadow. Looking up the valley, you see Crown Point Falls. And Crown Point Falls is along the trail to Lyman Lake. But today we're not going to take that trip. We're going to come back to Heart Lake and then back to the village. Now, having completed that hike, which is approximately 4 miles up to Heart Lake and then 4 miles back, we start out again on another day and head up the same trail from the village, and this time our objective will be Holden Lake. And this is what we're going to see when we get to Holden Lake. So let's start the trip now from the village, Holden Village, and we'll go up the trail that leads to Holden Lake. Along the side of the trail going up, we see Railroad Creek, and we follow that until we get to the forest camp, which is about 3/4 of a mile up the road. And then just beyond this, we enter the wilderness area, Glacier Peak Wilderness, and we get glimpses now of Bonanza Mountain from this point, and our destination is going to be in the notch to the right, where you see the big snow glacial area just in the middle of the picture, and we will be at the base of that when we get to Holden Lake. Now, the trail then goes up along the side of the mountain, and as you look back from the trail, you can now see the Holden Village area and the mine area. And at the extreme right of the picture, you can see some of the tailings on the side of Copper Mountain. Now, we're a little higher on the trail, and we look back. And as we do, we see the tailings from the diggings in the Copper Mountain area, and the highest mountain in the middle of the picture is Buckskin Mountain. I also call your attention to the beautiful tree on the left, which is a landmark along the side of Martin Ridge. It is a big cottonwood tree that's fed by a little stream that comes from a spring. And so it has water the year round, and it has grown to be a very large, beautiful tree. Here it is, and the trail will take you right along the side of that tree, and you will have a chance to look at it from below and again from above. And Buckskin Mountain now you see in the background. Now, we're higher on the trail, and we're looking across the valley, and the highest point now is Copper Mountain. And you can see that Copper Mountain is a very large mountain. You only see a portion of it from the village area. So it's only when you get up on the Holden Lake Trail that you really get the perspective of Copper Mountain. And then to the left of that is Buckskin Mountain, which we've been talking about previously. Higher on the trail, you come to this reddish outcrop of rock, which is rusty material from the oxidation of iron And this is a place where the mining company prospected for a possible extension of the ore body. Now, if you note, you can see the tailings that line up with this between this outcrop and Buckskin Mountain. Copper Mountain is on the right. And there was reason to believe that the ore body might have extended this far, but they were unable to find a deposit that they could work. Now, the evidence that they did work at this is seen in the cores, diamond core drill cores, which are along the trail. And if you watch closely along the trail, you will see some of these cores, which are in evidence by my hammer and along the trail side here. So keep your eye open as you get to that rusty outcrop of rock along the trail as you head to Holden Lake. Looking back from this point, you see the extent of Copper Mountain, one of the beautiful areas. And if you note to the left of the peak, you can see a little place where ice and snow has accumulated and began to excavate a cavity or a cirque along the side of Copper Mountain. So you get beautiful views of the mountains and the valleys from that particular trail. Now we look and turn our attention to the next mountain up the valley, and that's Dumbbell Mountain. Now from the village, you see two peaks as you look up the valley. The one is the gray peak that's on the left in this photo, and the other one you see is the red peak that's on the right in the photo. But the top of Dumbbell Mountain cannot be seen from Holden Village. You see that only when you get up on the Holden Lake Trail and have this particular view of the entire mountain. Now we look at the upper part of the canyon. Dumbbell Mountain is the red on the left, Bonanza Mountain would be on the right, and in the middle, the bottom of the valley is Heart Lake Falls, which we saw on our hike to Heart Lake. Now we turn to the right, and we go into the valley that leads to Holden Lake. And as we do, we come along a series of meadows and beautiful forests that we hike through for more than 2 miles as we work our way back into the higher part of the mountain area. One of the areas we come to that will be obvious to you as you come to it is an avalanche area where these big trees have been knocked down by the snow and ice that came down off of the mountain slope of Martin Ridge, and it literally just devastated this part of the forest and laid it all bare. Now as we enter that forest, you can see the trail ahead. This is Douglas Fir, and it's a beautiful stand of very large trees that are very old, and the forest is one of the real bonuses for hiking into Holden Lake. Now we're going to hike through that, and you see as you get into the Douglas Fir forest that it's almost dark inside. There's no underbrush of any kind because the sunlight just barely gets to the floor of the valley in this particular part of the area. Now the trail brings us out of the forest and to Holden Lake. And this is our first view of Holden Lake as you come to the end of the trail. Note that it's a lake that's right at the base of a very steep rock cliff, and on top of that rock wall is the Mary Green Glacier. And while you're there, you'll be able to see, and if you're lucky, you may even hear ice cascading and calving off of that glacier. It is still moving, and it's an active glacier that is a remnant in the valley, and at one time the ice completely filled the area where you see the water now. And so we'll work our way around the lake and take a look. This is the meadow right next to the lake, and it's early spring here. Even in July and early in August, you'll find snowfields up here and glacier lilies popping through the snow, and so that is a beautiful sight. It's also a great place for flowers, and the variety here is very spectacular. So this is a place to spend time, look at what's in the meadow, and you see colorful meadow flowers here. And here, particularly along the lake, is something you see, which is heather. And this is particularly abundant up here in the Holden Lake area. This is a view of the profusion of the flowers along the edges of the lake. You can see just above my walking stick the reflection in the water. So you see you're right at the edge of the lake, and this is the view that you have of Holden Lake. Indian paintbrush are very common in this upper area, as well as many other kinds of flowers. At the upper end of the lake is a very large accumulation of rocks, very large boulders. And these are the boulders and the rocks that were left in the bottom of the glacier when the ice finally melted out. Now, behind the rocks and against the wall, you see the cascading water coming down from the glacier, the Mary Green Glacier, which is directly above. Now, just look at the rocks that you're walking over at this point. They're beautiful in many ways and highly contorted, and oftentimes show a very interesting pattern. As you look at a big boulder of this kind, you're kind of awed by the fact that the ice could move this along, and this is one of the glacial boulders left behind, and formed a part of the Holden Lake upper part of the area. Here these rocks, big rocks, come right down to the edge of the water, and this is a wonderful place to fish. So that people often hike up around the left-hand side of the lake, as you see it here, to these big rocks and then fish from these points. And if you're fortunate, as you should be, you'll probably catch a nice mess of trout. They'll be perhaps mostly rainbow trout and also cutthroat trout in Holden Lake. Now, we're leaving Holden Lake now, coming back down the trail, and in the early spring, this is the view that you would have of Dumbbell Mountain as you see it along the trail here, and then we'll move on down further. Now we see a wonderful view of Copper Mountain, and Copper Mountain here is the highest point in the picture, with Buckskin Mountain to the left. And that's our destination now. And we have been at Holden Lake, which is more than 2,000 feet above Railroad Creek Valley. So we have to work our way down now through a series of switchbacks and a trail that's between 5 and 6 miles long, so that this is nice when you're going down because it's downhill all the way, but coming up you have to make that elevation in order to get to Holden Lake. But you have a beautiful view as you go back in the afternoon, and now we can see our destination, which is at the base of those tailings, and we know then we'll be back at Holden Village proper. So we keep on the trail, and after about a couple of hours of hiking down the trail, you'll be back again where you have the view of Railroad Creek and Holden Village. And fortunately, in this particular evening when I came back, there was a beautiful sunset. So you can see the clouds now around Bonanza Mountain, and a further view up the valley as the sun was going down. And you're at home and back after a hike of approximately 10 to 12 miles up to Holden Lake and back to the village, and you can easily do that in a day. So I recommend both of these hikes to you, the hike to Heart Lake and the hike to Holden Lake. I suggest that you not try to do both of them in the same day, because that would be a very heavy day's hiking, and you would enjoy the scenery much more if you take your time and do it in a casual way. Take a lunch along and have a good lunch and a rest while you're at both Heart Lake and Holden Lake. Well, this is the conclusion of the slides of this particular two trips into the valley from Holden Lake. My name is Rudy Edmond, and so we'll conclude this program, and thank you very much for listening.